I turned on the pump and there a TV screen appeared. Little TV screen. How many of you have seen that? At Chevron. You want to see the TV free? Well, Brother Gore was preaching. Al Gore was preaching about the great treaty. The global warming treaty that we're about to get passed. How wonderful. You know, friend, if you had one brain cell flickering on twice a week, you would know better than this.
Right.
Well, if you have your Bibles, let's do something else. Turn to Matthew chapter 2, and I'm going to read a few verses there. A lot going on here.
Yes.
I just got to tell you, folk, the world, is on it's on a race with hell. It's on a collision course. Hallelujah. And we better be getting in touch. We better be getting in tune with God. Hallelujah. Yes, it's a joy to be here. Always to be with Brother Collins. And we drove over. I normally fly. Just came in from California. But we drove 825 miles. A lovely trip. Beautiful weather. Everything was good. Got lost twice between here and the interstate. And then Brother Collins had the audacity to ask me if I could find the way from his house to the quarters. And I said, well, give me that handheld phone. I'll tell you what, folks, I love being picked up and just brought until I've almost forgotten, Brother Cornett, how to get around. I had plenty of help from my wife. I won't go into details. She helped me along the way. And she said, do you recognize this? Do you recognize that? I said, I don't recognize anything. Let it be. I will read Matthew chapter 2. I hope you've not been offended over Mother Teresa or Diane. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen the star in the east and come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded the name where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus is written by the prophet, and thou Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again that we may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. Now, you know, it's easy to make a play on words, and there's maybe nothing wrong with this. I think there's truths in everything that we look into in the Bible. And I think that maybe at Christmas time, it may be just a little bit harder to be objective, but you know, if there's any time we ought to be trying for a real sincere case of honesty, it ought to be at Christmas.
Right.
I've said this: time is a good friend of truth.
Yes.
If you're really right, time is on your side.
Right.
You'll outlive your enemies.
Hallelujah.
You'll outlive your problems. You'll outlive all your bad situations. See, the reason everyone is not great is because of time. I said at a leadership meeting where I spoke recently. Well, in fact, it was last Saturday night in California. Leaders must be willing to be misunderstood until they can be understood. See, too many of us, if we are not understood and consequently not immediately accepted, it eats our lunch.
Right.
I'm going to tell you, folks, if you ever get far serving God, you're going to have to step out from the ranks. You're going to have to step out from the crowd. Hallelujah. You're going to have to be willing to leave the ranks of the mediocre. You're going to have to step out from the crowd. Jesus said to them all in Luke 9:23, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself. What is Christmas about? It's about denying yourself. Let him take up his cross. We got to not only give up, we've got to take up. And then he said, follow me. Then we've got to keep up. There's a lot about Christmas that doesn't come in tinsel, folk. Now, our text simply is this. I want to talk to you for a few moments about verse 12. I could preach about something else. I really had heavy on my heart, but I feel God gave me this a few days ago. Let me tell you something. Here is a simple story of wise men, whoever they were, from the east. It is estimated that by the time they got to Jerusalem, it was 2 years after the birth of Christ. And being the capital of the Jewish religion, they went to Jerusalem and inquired of the king, where is he that is born king of the Jews? And Herod said, king of who?
The Jews.
Let me tell you, folk, this struck fear to Herod's heart. You know, friend, when you're not right with God, fear has torment. There's two kinds of fear, the fear that has torment and the fear of the Lord that's clean. Bible said the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Habakkuk said in chapter 3, verse 2, I have heard your speech and I was afraid. I'd like to tell you, folks, we need a revival of the fear of God. And I'm going to tell you, when we get a revival of the fear of God, you're not going to have to worry about much of anything else. Hallelujah. When you get a revival of the fear of God, you're not going to have to worry about the world. The world's going to go. It is automatically gone. Folks, there are a lot of things that we call temptations that are simply the lust of the flesh that we never did get delivered from. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you, friends, listen to me. Jesus said it. You cannot serve God and mammon. Either you will love the one and hate the other, cling to one and despise the other. Right. Now you can serve God or the world. Right. That word mammon is money. World, the world. It's what makes the world move. You know, Jesus said it 2,000 years ago, and the church has been trying to prove him this wrong for the same period of time. I'm here to tell you, you can't serve both. See, it was already said tonight. Folks, you're going to hear and hearken, or you are going to hear and harden. Now, you don't have any option. See, the question is not, is every knee going to bow, and is every tongue going to confess? No, that's not the question. The simple question is, will it be here or hereafter? Now, it is going to happen. Hallelujah. I mean, you are going to confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God. Your knee is going to bow. My knee is going to bow. It's a simple matter. Will you do it here or will you do it hereafter? I can tell you, folks, it's going to happen. Here are wise men. They came. They came to Herod. And they said, where is he that's born king of the Jews? And, you know, Herod didn't know, but he knew who would know. He called the religious leaders.
Yes, he did.
And now, I want you to listen to me. This is not one of my points tonight, but I want you to listen to me. There's something very, very striking here. Something very shocking here. They went immediately to Micah 5 and 2 that said, but thou, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though thou be least among the princes of Judah, out of thee shall come he that shall be ruler in Israel. While 7 miles down the road. How many of you have been to Bethlehem? How many have been to Bethlehem?
Yeah, several
You've been to Bethlehem. Go ahead and lift your hand up. It's okay. Okay? Hallelujah. 7 miles down the road from Jerusalem. They could tell Herod exactly that he was going to be born and exactly where he would be born. But he had been born 2 years before and they didn't know one thing about it. I want you to know, folks, that is the way it is today. If you were to take a test on religious people about, is Jesus coming back again, 99 and 44 percent of them would make 100%. Hallelujah. I know I must be a little bit too loud maybe on this. It's a little bit too loud. I'll be honest, I can see about 15 people holding their ears. We want the deaf to hear, but we don't want those that can't hear to go home deaf either. Hallelujah. Listen to me. They knew he was going to be born. They could tell Herod exactly where he was going to be born, but he had been born, and they had no idea that it had happened. That is exactly how the rapture of the church is going to be. It is going to take place. And you talk about a shock. You talk about a revelation. You talk about fear. Folks, the religious people are going to be struck. Right. Hallelujah. You hear me? And if we're not real careful, our religion, I may have told you before, I once was called to visit a man in ICCU, Intensive Cardiac Care Unit, in High Plains Baptist Hospital in Amarillo, Texas. And when I got to the door, I'm sure that Brother Collins, every preacher here, has been called in to visit people they never saw. When I got to that door, I'd never seen the man, he'd never seen me. But here's what he said. The minute I stepped there, he said, "Preacher, since I came to this hospital, my religion has gone from my head to my heart."
Well,
I thought, well, you don't need me. I might as well go home. You know, folks, many people, if you were to cut their heads off and dip down a little here at the Adam's apple, you would get what religion they have. It starts here and goes up.
Right.
If you don't believe I'm a Christian, you just ask me.
Sure.
I want you to know, folks, this has got to permeate your blood, your bones, your brain, your being, your heart, your soul, your spirit, your mind, your ears, your eyes, your lips, and your life.
Right.
And if this thing doesn't control you, then you haven't got the real goods. What about making a mistake? Well, you may make a mistake, but you better deal with it right quick. You better not let the sun go down on your wrath.
Right.
Let me tell you, folks, Christmas ought to remind us that there was a Savior born, and he was a babe in a manger. But Revelation chapter 6 says, his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his garments glisten whiter than the snow, and his feet are like brass burnished in the furnace. You know why I don't fear people? It's because I fear God. Hallelujah. One of the things you've got to do if you're a preacher and you succeed somewhere, you're going to have to get the victory over people. And if you're a person, you're going to somewhere have to get the victory over the preacher. I told him in California recently, I said there's two things you're going to have to do this week, and that is get the victory over the devil and over me.
Right.
And I said, you'll probably get it over him first because you can't see.
Right.
We have a hard time with the preacher. Hello?
Right.
The preacher rubs our fur the wrong way. Somebody said, I said, you know the way to cure that? Turn around.
That's exactly right.
Hello? Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Well, they found out where Jesus was going to be born. Folks, it literally scares me to realize that 2 years has gone by. Jesus was born 7 miles down the road, and they had no idea it had happened. The Bible said, being warned, they went, they got the message, they came, and they followed the star. And when they came to the house where Jesus was, the Bible says they presented their gold, their gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Being warned of God in a dream.
Yes.
You know, folks, the Bible says in Hebrews 11:7, the very same words, by faith Noah, being warned of God, of things not seen as yet. Moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. God is trying to warn people. I'd like to tell you, folks, we are long overdue for a wake-up call in America.
Right.
Folks, we are on the verge of the collapse of the American government.
Right.
I know you don't believe it, but I'd like to tell you, friends, we are on the verge of the failure of the American system. I never saw as many people in my life. I'm not here to put anybody down for being injured. I just never could afford to be. I've never seen as many people waiting for their injury check to start coming in. I am not here to put you down for that. But how many people can the government support for life?
Right.
Anybody still here? I believe there are legitimate cases. But folks, I know people that are in their 30s and 40s that have been living for the day they can slip on a wet floor. I am not here to put down the ones that had a real legitimate physical accident. But I know there are many people. I'm simply telling you, folks, that America cannot go on. We are on the verge of the collapse of our nation. Hallelujah. Being warned of God, number one, in a dream. God's trying to warn people tonight. He's using preachers. He's using the Word of God. He's using incidents around to get our attention. But it seems like most of us are very much asleep. I love Christmas and thank God for it. I mean, while I don't want to be in contradiction to the general spirit here, but there was two reasons I quit pastoring churches. Number one was Christmas. And the other one was the annual business meet. And I realized in the early days that if the saints of God would have had to give up one of those two special days, either Christmas or the business meeting. See, I can tell you right now, there would have been no debate. They would have given up Christmas. They were living for both of them, but they had to make a choice. Right. Hallelujah. Are you listening to the preacher? Hallelujah. I never heard of a business meeting in my life but one time. And that was when they voted on Matthias. And when he was finally elected, he is never mentioned again. Hallelujah. Well, let me tell you, folks, we need to go on. We're being warned of God in a dream. They should not return to Herod. You know, folks, while there's many positive things about Christmas, there are some negatives that don't go back. Folks, we have been delivered from Egypt. We have been delivered from sin, of which Herod and the world is a type. We have been set free from. Are we going to go on to perfection, or are we going to go back?
Right.
Hallelujah. I don't really understand people. Never been able to understand many people. I've got one question no one has ever been able to answer for me. And that is, why doesn't everybody pray clear through fruit, shoot, and root?
Right.
I mean, folks, I got saved 47 years ago. I was 17 years old.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I got saved, I got sanctified, and I got filled with the Holy Ghost in one night. Now, it took most of it. It was about 11:30 when I finally got the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
You know, folks, there's a reason why some people backslide so quickly. Many of them never slid very far forward.
Right.
You get enough religion to get to heaven, folks, you won't backslide overnight. You'll have to work at it.
That's right.
Woo. Hallelujah. So you get enough religion, folks, to get you to heaven. May I tell you, beloved, it will bring you back to church. If your religion will not bring you back to church, you know, like I said, don't worry about the pre-trib, post-trib, mid-trib. You'll be here for all three phases, and you can take your choice.
Right.
Hallelujah. Don't worry. Don't worry.
Amen.
You know, some of you folks that could come to church and take up the offering, but I never see you when I'm preaching.
Yeah, they're gone.
Hello. Folks, there is something wrong. Are you listening to the preacher? There is something wrong, folks, when our religion does not change the color of our toenails.
Right.
I was preaching on the fifth day of, I believe, November. Every woman in the house had on pantsuits but one. And there was a reason why she didn't have them on. They didn't make them that size. And I said, folks, you know, I got a question. I have been wanting to ask it for years. And I think here's probably a good place. I understand why you wear them in the wintertime. It is to keep you warm. But tell me, why do you wear them to the 4th of July picnic? I had no one offer to give me an explanation. Hallelujah. You still here, both of you? Glory. Listen to the preacher. Hallelujah. Being warned of God. God's trying to warn us tonight. I know this is not going tonight. I'm gonna finish up here real quickly. Hallelujah. After driving now. Oh, listen, folks. And then on top of that, we had quite a meal at 3 o'clock. Hallelujah. I mean, that half a skillet of frozen corn was good. Plus the pecan pie and the potato salad and the chicken and the green beans. And well, you don't need to know any more about it, okay? Hallelujah, I'm having to overcome that in the midst of all of this. It was worth it. Let me tell you, folks. He said they were warned of God that they should not. Hallelujah. There are still some things that God does not allow. Are you listening to me? Look, I want to tell you something. Coming to Highway of Holiness Church is not your ticket to heaven. I don't want to shock some of you. I'm sure I did. Hallelujah. Coming here is not your ticket to heaven. You've got to have more. Your heart's got to be stirred. Your soul's got to be stirred. Thank God for this church, of course. And thank God that you come. But there's more to it than being in this church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Being warned of God. He's trying to do it tonight. By faith, Noah, being warned of God. Of things not seen as yet. Brother, we can see them and we're not even moved. The Bible says in Isaiah 6 and verse 4 that the post of the door moved at the voice of him that spoke. Sometimes I can't even move people. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Have you been moved lately? Have you been stirred lately? Have you been disturbed lately? I tell you what, folks, if you haven't, I pray you will be. Being warned of God in a dream that they should not return. Folks, you cannot go back to the beggar elements of Egypt. If you're here tonight and you're wondering why doesn't God let me go back to the world, I'll tell you something. If you linger on that long, you'll be going back.
Sure will.
Hallelujah. It's a good time to make a decision not to buy a Nintendo.
Come on.
For your children so you can play it. Hello?
Amen.
I'm going to get my kids a pool table so you can play pool.
Right.
You still with me, both of you? Hallelujah. You still here? Let me tell you, friends, you better be careful. I tell you, the way we've done Christmas all of our lives, when we were young, I quit buying my children anything but food and water in July. And then when Christmas came, they had so many dire necessities, I bought them and they thought it was Christmas. Hallelujah! I was reminded night before last that my son was invited to be a good bandit. A good bandit in a Christmas play at school, and I wouldn't let him. I wouldn't let him be a good bandit. He had to tell him that my dad won't let me be.
Good.
Let me tell you, folks, You better do something with your children. You better do something besides buying foolish nonsense. Right. Amen. Hallelujah. Three good questions to ask you before you buy. Ask before you buy anything. Do I need it? Can I afford it? And is it worth the money? That'll stop about 50% of what you bought this week.
Right.
Hallelujah. Yeah, hallelujah. Do I need it? Can I afford it? And is it worth the money? How'd you get on this, folks? Well, as I tell you, it makes good sense. Being warned of God.
Yes.
But I believe God. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, folks. I don't believe anybody ever comes into the presence of Jesus that doesn't get a warning. I believe if you live in the presence of Jesus, you'll be getting warnings.
Right.
God will be telling you, touch not, taste not, and handle not. Hallelujah! 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 When are you going to get enough religion to come to three services a week?
Right.
Hallelujah! When are you going to get enough religion to pay tithes on the money you made in mutual funds?
Sure.
Hello? I tell you what, folks, God keeps good records.
Right.
Better listen to the preacher. The day's going to come when you'll get no tax credit for giving. I kind of wish it was that way now. Not really, but you find out, hallelujah, where your heart is. I know what's going to happen. I wish they'd do away with income tax. I really do. Because I really don't have a lot of income. It wouldn't bother me. Hallelujah. Out of $44,000 worth of income, year before last, my gross income, $44,000, my net income was $4,800. The next year, out of $44,000, my net income was $1,845. Hello?
Yeah.
Listen to me. I want you to know, folks, that God still warns people. God still warns you. If you come in the presence of Jesus, you'll get a warning from God.
Right.
Hallelujah. You won't need to see angels. You won't need to fall into a trance. You won't need to have a vision. If you come in to the presence of Jesus, God will warn you.
Amen.
Being warned of God. Number one, that they should not return. There's no going back. There's no looking back. You know, the Bible says if you take hold of the plow, and you look back, you're not fit. I'm closing. Number three, they returned another way. Folks, I'm going to tell you, if you're not on that other way, you need to get on it tonight.
Right.
If your life is not new, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is. Not maybe every 13th person is. Bible said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. The ball games, the bowling alleys.
Right.
Send $10.
Right.
Dominoes.
Sure.
Hello. You thought you were saved, didn't you? One woman came to me one time. She said, "Brother, I didn't know what was wrong." You better thank. I know. I told her. I said, "You better thank God I came before you died and went to hell." Hallelujah.
Right.
Listen to me. Glory. Hallelujah. See, the Bible said Enoch walked with God. It didn't say God walked with Enoch. The reason God doesn't walk with some people is because God doesn't go to the beer joint.
That's right.
Hallelujah. God doesn't slip in the alley and smoke Virginia Slims.
Right.
Still here? Hallelujah.
Woo.
Glory to God. God doesn't even play Pictionary. If you roll dice. Hallelujah. You still with me?
Amen.
Glory to God. I can see some of you wish there was a good run set up going on tonight. You could go, but they don't start till next month. Hallelujah.
Look out.
Glory. They return. The Bible says of God said to Solomon, to Saul, he said, when God anoints you, you will become another man.
Right.
I tell you what, folk. I believe you really come to Jesus, you're going to be another person. All things are going to pass away.
Right.
All things are going to become new.
Right.
Well, I mean, are you gonna get a new face? No. You won't get a plastic facelift. You'll still be John Brown, Joe Blue, James Rotten, Susan Schwarzenegger, or whoever you are. But you'll be new inside. Hallelujah! You'll forgive the people that sinned against you. Folks, I know people that have never forgiven anybody. You just mention it. You know, folks, we need a revival of forgetting some things. Florence Nightingale, founder of the Red Cross, once when reminded of a very unpleasant incident in her life, responded by saying, "I distinctly remember forgetting it." I distinctly remember forgetting it. We need to distinctly remember forgetting some things.
Sure.
Are you here? Hallelujah. Forgive your husband. I'll tell you how much faith my wife has. I told her we'd have a honeymoon. It's been 43 years. We haven't had it yet. She still believes we're going to. Brother, you talk about faith.
Yes.
Hallelujah. No, really. I don't know whether that's faith or whether it's something else. Hallelujah. Listen to the preacher. Oh, God, help us learn to forgive.
Yes.
Lay aside. There's not a human here that hasn't been falsely accused.
That's right.
Somebody has said something bad. Well, tonight, you're having a dinner down here. Is that tonight? Go ahead. Well, my father, why didn't you leave? Glory to God. Listen, folks. Listen to me. Christmas is more than what the world sees, and we've already heard two great messages. I'll preach tomorrow. You just hold on here. We're gonna go in a minute. Let me tell you, being warned of God. Folks, if you've not been warned lately, I hope Christmas there'll be a warning. I hope you get a warning from God. I hope God will do something. You know, folks, I tell you, I'm serious about Christmas. I mean, I love the story, but I hate this other stuff I see.
Yeah.
I have a daughter, and she runs Christmas in our house. She puts up the tree, she buys all the gifts, she wraps all the gifts. I never buy a gift, never wrap anything. It's cheaper that way. I never do anything. I am there. And we get together on the 23rd or 24th. And we get together. We have a family get together. It's very beautiful and wonderful. We invite in a few people that don't have families. But let me tell you, folks, some way, I hope God will warn you. I hope you'll not go back. And I hope you'll leave another person. They return. I don't know what happened to the wise men. I don't know where they went. I don't know what their final end was. But the Bible said they returned another way. And I believe that if you will come into the true presence of Jesus, you will return another way.
Amen. Certainly.
Stand with me.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Lift your hands with me and thank God for Jesus. Father God, we thank you for Jesus tonight.
Oh, gift of
thank
Christ.
You for the Holy Ghost.
Gift of Christ.
Konamasito Sheriamondia Biodiodia. Shelelele osikoma potilio. Hallelujah. 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 Haliotose no rabakite omoto ripiosiakie. Hallelujah. 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 Sister Outland, I want you to come. One of these instruments. I will take over 5 minutes, I guarantee you. Take about a minute right now. Whatever your head's bowed for just a moment. You're here. Right where you are, you'll lift a hand and say, Brother Routon, I've got a situation. I've got a situation or some situations going on in my life. I don't like what's going on. I'd like to be a different person than I am. I mean, I thank God for what I am, but I've got some things I don't like about. There's some things I don't like that's going on in my life. Every head's bowed. I'm going to take about 2 minutes, and that's all. Lift a hand up right now. Say, Brother Routon, there's something in my life I don't like. God bless you. How many more? Lift them up right now. I got something in my life I don't like. God bless you. God bless you. How many more? Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 I want to sing, I surrender all. I surrender all. I'm not much for rushing through services. I tell you, I have preached for 47 years, and I imagine that there may have been 20 times In 47 years, I have not had a specific altar call. But if you're here right now, there was two or three people that said, I've got something going on in my life I don't like. I just like you to pray with me and for me that I can return another way. I don't want to be like I've been. I thank God for what he has done, but there's some things I don't like. I want to be different. I want to be changed. I want the upper hand of this situation. I can't get it. Folks, I'm not asking you to perform a miracle on yourself. I'm simply asking you to be honest and say, I need a miracle. There was three hands or four. I want you to come and stand right here, right now. Just come. You lifted your hand. Just come and stand right here, right this minute. We're going to sing. Come right now. God bless this good man. God bless you, son. Somebody else. Stand right there. Right there is fine. God bless you, son. Somebody else. Lifted their hand. Anybody else? Somebody else? I'll tell you what I want to do, folks. I don't know these people. Would you lift your hand with me? And we're going to sing it, I Surrender All. Amen. We're going to sing it, and then I'm going to lay hands on them. Now, I'm going to ask God to help them become another person. I believe you can leave. I believe you can come into the presence of Jesus and literally have a miracle that makes you different than you've ever been. How many of you believe that? You believe that? If you leave it, lift your right hand with me and sing it. I surrender all. Oh, I surrender all. Pray for these people. All to thee. My blessed Savior.
Blessed Savior.
I surrender. Say it in your own heart. Lift your hand toward this man right now. I surrender. Oh, Lord, I ask you. Thank you for a good young man. Lord, the goodest man that keeps him from his best. Make him his best, Lord. Not maybe he doesn't have to be the best, but make him his best. In Jesus' name, he might even be the best. But by all means, his best, Lord. Give him victory over whatever he's teaching. Touch this young man. Lift your hand toward him. Would you do it, please? Father God, thank you for this young man. I surrender. Lift your heart to heaven. Thank you, Lord, for a good young man. Lord, there's something here that impedes him, hinders him. His testimony, his walk is impaired by something. I pray you remove it tonight, set him free. In his heart, Lord, in his head, Lord, in his hands, in his home, in his health, in his job, in his mind. My blessing, blessing. Would you lift your hand for this man? Would you lift your hand?
I surrender.
We have other preachers here, other pastors, I don't know. Glory to God. Other preachers here, come down and just help me. These last two men here, lay hands on. Glory to God. Yes, oh, Brother Cornell, I'm sorry. I forget it so often. Right now, Lord, work that miracle. Yeah, there's brother, my God. Yes, Lord, touch this young man. Lord, let him right now say yes, Lord, by your help.